something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go for this one. Genesis in chapter number 1. From verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Now, I told you, he obviously didn't create an earth without form and void. No, that's not what he did. Verse 1 tells us, he created the heaven and the earth. And verse 2 actually begins something different. They're not connected. The difference between the two will be difficult to measure in terms of time. What I mean is, how long was that difference? Only God knows. But there's more than enough scriptures for us to know that he didn't make it formless and empty. Now, the words used there, when it says, and the earth was without form, he says, tohu, meaning waste, vain. So he says, without form. It means waste. It became a waste. How could God create the world a waste? So the English version says, without form. But the word means waste. Like useless, vain. That doesn't sound like that's what God did. Okay, are we just assuming? Does the Bible actually say so? Emphatically, yes. All right, Isaiah chapter 45, and I want you to go to verse number 18. Let's read. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He had established it. He created it not in vain. For he formed it to be inhabited. Now, when it says he created it not in vain, it's the same word. To who? He created it not to who? Not a waste, not formless, as you have in verse 2, Genesis chapter 1. He says he created it to be inhabited, not empty. You see that? Now let's take another scripture. So what happened? would see what happened. It was a judgment. Jeremiah chapter 4. From verse 23. I want you to notice. Remember, there was a flood in the days of Noah. Do you remember? And the whole world was destroyed with water. Now, how many human beings were saved? Again? Eight. So at least there were some people. Eight people. Let's read this now. I beheld the earth. Now the prophet's talking. So obviously he had a vision of the dateless past. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. The earth was without form and void. When in history does the Bible record that it was without form and void? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And the heavens, and they had no light. Remember, he says the darkness covered the earth. Let's go. The next verse. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. What was it telling you? If the mountains trembled. Now, when you study the prophets, you'll find that when God brought forth judgment against the earth, these were the responses. Okay? The presence of God caused the mountains to move. Next verse. He says, I beheld, and lo, there was no man. So definitely this was not the days of Noah, because it says there was no man. And all the birds of the heavens were fled. Now, he didn't say there were no birds. First it says there was no man. And all the birds of the heavens were fled. He means they disappeared. Couldn't find them. So that does say there might have been birds. This looks to me, if it's describing Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, this must be a pre-Adamite world. You see it? Now, I told you there were some things that were called into being, and there were some things that were made. Okay, let's go. Next verse. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness. And all the cities, now don't be deceived by the word cities. The word that's translated cities from the Hebrew doesn't really mean cities the way you think. It just means a place protected, guided, where anybody or anything could use as a shelter. So here, it's rendered cities. So don't start thinking of skyscrapers and tall buildings and so on. So he says, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his fierce anger. So he tells us it was a result of judgment. So verse 2, Genesis chapter 1, was a result of judgment. It was not the continuation of verse 1. You get it? All right. So that should be very clear. Now, some of the things that we were looking at yesterday, we'll go back to that Genesis chapter 1. We'll read from verse 1 again and see how these things, how they work. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void and darkness. Now, let's look at the elements available here. The earth, there was what? Earth. The earth was without form and void, so there was earth. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. There was darkness. That's number two. Number one, earth. Number two, darkness. And it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, the Spirit of God was not part of the creation, okay? The Spirit of God was God's presence, okay? That's from God. So you put that on one side, the Spirit of God being present, all right? Then it says, and the Spirit of God moved, hovered, fluttered, means to brood. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So what you have there? Water. So you've got earth, you've got darkness, you've got water. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Now, this is remarkable because I'm going to show you this. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. Oh, hallelujah. So many beautiful things there. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So, that means when God said, let there be light, he was talking to the darkness. Because he commanded the light to come from the darkness. You get it? So light came out of the darkness. That's what the Bible says. But this is wonderful, okay? Now, let's keep reading. Go back to Genesis. Verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament now that goes on. I want to go to the next part, which is verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
God talked to the darkness. Now God's going to talk to the earth. We have three things: the darkness, the earth, and water, right? Okay, so verse 11, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, God commanded it to happen. The earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. So he spoke to the darkness, and then he spoke to the earth. Now we go to the next one. Verse 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So now God talked to the water. Again, remember, we said there was earth, there was darkness, there was water. And the only other presence there was the Holy Spirit. So all that was available before God for this recreation, as it were earth, darkness, water. And so here, God wanted to effect this recreation, as it were, because there had been a judgment, okay? And what we find, including creation, because there were some new ones. We mentioned that yesterday. Everything was not just a recreation. There were new ones, like man, okay? Man was created new. Yeah, because His expression lets us know there was something else that may have been called man before. Because he didn't say, let us make one more animal and call him man. He said, let us make man in our image. So there may have been an animal called man. And this time, God decided man should now be in the image of God. Now, but don't let that distract you. I have a whole series of teaching on that, really. So that's a totally different thing. But somehow, I am sure that when you study the scriptures, you'll come across many of these things. You'll be amazed. They're all there. But the point here we're making is about God using certain principles that are available to us because he made them available to us. Look at what he did. He had earth, he had darkness, he had water. What did he do? He talked to the earth. He talked to the darkness. He talked to the water. And I said, what was the reason for the talking? What was the reason? Why did God have to talk? Why did he have to talk? Because through talking, he elicited a certain kind of response. Because by talking to those creatures of his, he introduced something. Speech communicated sound, right? And so, sound has a code. What God did was to introduce the sound code. To each one that he talked to. Why? Because they didn't all do the same thing. They did exactly what he said to do. Meaning that there was an interpretation of the code. Of the sound. Now, mark my expressions. Very, very important. And I'll tell you why. So, the interpretation of God's sound code was definite by the earth, by the darkness, and by the water. There obviously was a definite code for whatever God said. Because when God commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, it wasn't the animals that came out. You get it? It wasn't water that came out. Light came out. So there was a definite address. And when God talked to the earth, it wasn't the birds that came. All right? It was exactly what he asked for. It wasn't the whales that came out. It was exactly what God asked for. Now, this is beautiful. I'll show you something that you need to keep in your mind and never forget. Apart from English, what other language do you speak?
Yoruba.
You speak Yoruba. Okay. Apart from English, what other language do you speak? Okay, thank you. Both of you come out here. You stand over here. Okay, you stand here. Hold on. Okay. Thank you.
Aro Nekedi. Kiloruko babe.
Say it again.
Aaron AKD. Kiloruko babe.
Okay, how many of you heard what he said? Good. How many of you heard what he said? Good. How many here understand both languages and you know exactly what they said? You understand both? Okay. Come and tell us what he said and what his response was. I want you to listen very carefully. Tell us what he said and tell us what his response was.
Thank you, Pastor. He said, how old are you?
Uh-huh.
And he said, what is your father's name?
Did you hear that? Are you surprised at his response? He's very surprised. Sit down. Now, the simple reason for that is just to tell you words are what we say they are. Okay? And the coding of words is too important. When I say Jesus, that's English. If you speak Yoruba, you don't say Jesus. You say what? Jesus. That's what you say. Some others say Jesus. Some say Yeshua. You see it? But if you're not connected in your heart to the word Jesu in your communication, it will not work. Can you see it? Even though Jesu means Jesus for some people, it may not mean so for you, because you don't know what it means. So when you use the word, the term that has no connection with your heart, it has no meaning. It has no meaning. Now look at this again, very important. The Spirit of God, he says, moved upon the face of the deep.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Hoekhoopstraat and Prinsestraat, numero 73/74. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m., for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us. Please call +5978-570-590 or +5978-570-655 or send a mail to radio transmissions@level360.com.